This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is Sophie Cunningham from Show Me Something. Do you know the symptoms of moderate to severe obstructive sleep apnea, or OSA, in adults with obesity? They may be happening to you without you knowing. If anyone has ever said you snored loudly, or if you spend your days fighting off excessive tiredness, irritability, and concentration issues, it may be due to OSA. OSA is a serious condition where your airway partially or completely collapses during sleep, which may cause breathing interruptions and oxygen deprivation. Learn more at don'tsleeponosa.com. This information is provided by Lilly, a medicine company.
Go! 10 athletes will face the toughest job interview in fitness that will push past physical and mental breaking points. You are the fittest of the fit. Only one of you will leave here with an iFit contract for $250,000.
This is when mindset comes in.
Someone will be eliminated.
Pressure is coming down.
This is Trainer Games.
Watch it on Prime Video starting January 8th.
Hear that? That's what it sounds like when you plant more trees than you harvest. Work done by thousands of working forest professionals, like Adam, a district forest manager who works to protect our forests from fires.
Keeping a forest fire resistant is synonymous with keeping a forest healthy. And we do that through planting more than we harvest and mitigate those risks through active management. It's a long-term commitment.
Visit workingforestsinitiative.com to learn more.
You won't believe what my new friend just told me about dinosaurs.
Is your child having conversations you never imagined? Are they learning without realizing it? It's not a tablet. It's not a toy. It's Miko Mini Plus, the AI-powered companion that turns curiosity into endless learning. Hear the future of playtime. Meet the extraordinary Miko Mini Plus. Only at Costco.
Come for the Black Friday seasonal savings. Stay for the award-winning reporting. For a limited time, access to the Washington Post is just 99 cents. That's unlimited access to all of the Post for only 99 cents every 4 weeks. That's a great deal for the first year. After that, it'll cost $12 every 4 weeks. You can cancel anytime. But don't wait. This Black Friday seasonal offer won't be here for long. Go to WashingtonPost.com/iHeart and grab this deal before it's gone. That's WashingtonPost.com/iHeart.
And we continue with our American stories. Our next story comes to us from a man who's simply known as the History Guy. His videos are watched by hundreds of thousands of people of all ages over on YouTube. The History Guy is also heard right here at Our American Stories. Let's take a listen to the History Guy as he tells the story of three controversial candies. Take it away.
From chocolate to suckers to gumdrops, there's all sorts of different kinds of candy, and everybody has their favorite, but some candy seems to strike a stronger reaction than others. In fact, some are so divisive that everyone seems to have an opinion on them, whether they love them or they hate them. Black licorice, circus peanuts, and candy corn are perhaps the most divisive of candies, yet each of them has their own history that has allowed them to, perhaps surprisingly, survive as a treat for generations. Black licorice flavor comes from a plant, a legume which is widely distributed in Central and Western Asia, Europe, and North Africa. Specifically, it comes from the plant's root, which has a sweetness 30 to 50 times greater than sucrose. The word licorice comes from a corruption of the original Greek term and means sweet root. The root has been ingested in various forms for millennia, and the earliest reference to it or a similar plant comes from 4,300 years ago in the writings of a Chinese emperor known to experiment with plant remedies. The Chinese writings say it could be used as an antidote to toxins, to reduce pain, and as a cure for various other complaints. It was known throughout the medieval world as an herbal medicine. Its cultivation spread throughout northern Europe, and around the 11th century it made its way to England, particularly around Pontefract in Yorkshire. In Germany and elsewhere, it was added to beer and was soon used as a flavor additive in cake and bread. In the Middle East and the Mediterranean, licorice was combined with honey into lozenges as a medicine for sore throat, but by then also as a kind of sweet. Netherlands generally leads the world in licorice consumption, and sweet shops in Amsterdam claim to have been selling licorice sweets since 1743. It was probably in the Netherlands where it began being extruded, creating the classic twisted ropes we know today. Napoleon was a particular fan, and he carried sticks to chew to help settle his stomach. It's been suggested that his love of licorice even turned his teeth black, and that he imbibed licorice drink almost exclusively in his final days. The 19th century saw an explosion of sweet production, and at least 13 factories produced many thousands of black licorice sweets every day in Pontefract. A September 2017 edition of Garden Illustrated notes that, anecdotally, the death knell for the cultivation of licorice root in Pontefract was when American GIs introduced the British to chocolate candy during the Second World War. In the United States, licorice companies existed at least since 1845 and later introduced more flavors, such as cherry and raspberry twist ropes like Red Vine and Twizzlers. These products have come to be called licorice and red licorice because it was the same shape and created the term black licorice to refer to traditional licorice-flavored candies. Licorice-flavored Good and Plenty, possibly the oldest branded candy in the United States, was first produced in 1893. But despite its history, the candy is notably polarizing. A February 2018 edition of the Washington Post writes, "Some have called it the devil in candy form." BuzzFeed once published a quiz called We Know If You Like Black Licorice with just one question, and it was a yes or no question. Are you 80 years old? The Post notes that a survey by the National Confectioners Association found that only 3% of people said that licorice was a favorite candy when they were a child, and that on a 538 ranking of 86 candies, Good and Plenty came in dead last. Yet black licorice soldiers on. Last August, the website Zipia used Google Trends to examine 50 different popular candies and how often each one is searched for within the United States to determine the most popular Halloween candy in each state. Astoundingly, black licorice came out as the most popular Halloween candy in Colorado. And the flavor remains popular globally, not just in candies, but in beers and alcohol such as Jägermeister, Sambuca, and Ouzo. Licorice flavoring is even present in NyQuil. Perhaps just as divisive are the orange, peanut-shaped marshmallow candies called circus peanuts. For starters, the exact invention of the candy is unknown. Candy maker Spangler has been making them since the 1930s and perfected their recipe in 1941, while Wisconsin-based Melster has been making them since 1919. We've tried to find out why they're called circus peanuts, a spokesperson for Spangler Candy said in a 2003 article in the North Bay Bohemian. We've asked people in the Spangler family. We've asked historians from Barnum and Bailey Circus, but no one knows. For that matter, no one knows why they're orange or why they're flavored like bananas. And various theories have been put forward for their origins, including that they originated with traveling circuses, but nothing has been conclusively proven. And authors Richard and Anna Kate Hartle suggest in their 2008 book Food Bites, The Science of the Foods We Eat, that the history of circus peanuts is clouded, perhaps because nobody wants to admit that they're responsible for developing this much maligned product. What is clear is that the treat, hated widely across the internet, has an odd and enduring popularity and has served at least 120 years as an apparently uniquely American treat. Owner of candy wholesaler Candy Favorites even calls them not so much candy as Americana. Like black licorice, marshmallow itself has a long history, dating back to ancient Egypt when it was made with sap from the mallow plant commonly found in marshes, likely mixed with honey and nuts and often used medicinally. It became a popular treat in the 1800s in France, but increasing demand led them to find a new method of making marshmallows using the starch mogul system, where cornstarch could be put into molds and the water and sugar mixes poured in. The traditional mallow was replaced with gelatin, which created a stable product. Steve Kerr, a vice president at Spangler, says they are the company's most difficult to make candy because you've got all these variables coming together. Gelatin, sugar, water, and corn syrup are the main ingredients, but the moisture level is most important to achieve that unique texture. While they're often so despised that people seem confused that they even still exist, the Zipia survey found that circus peanuts were the most popular Halloween candy in Oklahoma, and they've had a more popular legacy in the form of breakfast cereal. According to General Mills, John Holohan came up with the idea for Lucky Charms cereal when he chopped up circus peanuts into Cheerios, which led to the creation of Marbits, the tiny marshmallow pieces that are...
They're magically delicious.
Like Circus Peanuts, candy corn's origins date to the 1800s. There is some disagreement, however, it's usually said to have been invented in Philadelphia by German immigrant Philip Wunderlich. In 1865, Wunderlich arrived in the United States and in 1871 began making candy in Philadelphia, and in 1876 was joined by George Reniger. According to Wunderlich's children, Reniger is said to have invented buttercream, or the material for candy corn, in 1888. Reniger's early works were shaped like acorns, turnips, and pumpkins, and the exact genesis of the candy corn is less clear. Its popularity came later when Gollitz candy, now known as Jelly Belly, began producing them in 1898 or 1900. While it has always resembled a corn kernel, it wasn't always known as candy corn, but instead as chicken feed or chicken corn. Gollitz claims it was so successful that it carried them through the Depression and two world wars and made up a significant part of their income. But candy corn has its haters. A reviewer on the website The Takeout describes the texture as Satan's earwax. Ranking by bulk sales, the website says that candy corn is among the top 10 favorite candies in America. But when doing a consumer survey of worst candy, candy corn ranked number one, just ahead of Circus Peanuts. While the Zippia method found candy corn to be the most popular Halloween candy in West Virginia, and a 2013 National Confectioners Association survey found that it was the second most favorite candy behind the overwhelming winner of chocolate. But despite the controversy, 35 million pounds of it are produced each year, some 9 billion pieces. So why do we keep these candies around for generations, even though they engender such vitriol? Well, I mean, some people seem to legitimately like them, but maybe we keep them around because they have such a wonderful history. You could call that nostalgia. You could call that tradition. You could even call that provenance. Or you could simply acknowledge that history deserves to be remembered.
And a terrific job on the production, editing, and storytelling by our own Greg Hengler. And a special thanks to the History Guy. If you want more stories of forgotten history, please subscribe to his YouTube channel, The History Guy. History deserves to be remembered. It's a terrific channel. You know, we're grateful that he partners with us on so many of his stories. And what a story about, well, my favorite candy, which is, of course, Good and Plenty. And my daughter laughing the whole time listening to this segment because she has told me repeatedly that only people over 100 years old eat it. And I take that as a compliment. The story of the three most despised candies, two of which I love because I love candy corn too, on Now American Stories.
Athletes will face the toughest job interview in fitness that will push past physical and mental breaking points. You are the fittest of the fit. Only one of you will leave here with an iFit contract for $250,000.
This is when mindset comes in.
Someone will be eliminated.
Pressure is coming down.
This is Trainer Games.
Watch it on Prime Video starting January 8th.
Then the space hamster flew his hot air balloon all the way to the bottom of the ocean.
Where did that story come from? Book? Dream? Nope, it came from a conversation. Meet Miko Mini Plus, the AI companion that co-creates personalized story adventures with your child in real time.
What color was the hamster's cape? And what did he pack for lunch?
Unlock your child's imagination. Discover Miko Mini Plus and the magic of AI, exclusively at Costco.
Come for the Black Friday seasonal savings. Stay for the award-winning reporting. For a limited time, access to the Washington Post is just 99 cents. That's unlimited access to all of the posts for only 99 cents every 4 weeks. That's a great deal for the first year. After that, it'll cost $12 every 4 weeks. You can cancel anytime. But don't wait. This Black Friday seasonal offer won't be here for long. Go to WashingtonPost.com/iHeart and grab this deal before it's gone. That's WashingtonPost.com/iHeart.
Ah, greetings from my bath, festive friends. The holidays are overwhelming, but I'm tackling this season with PayPal and making the most of my money. Getting 5% cash back when I pay in four. No fees, no interest. I used it to get this portable spa with jets. Now the bubbles can cling to my sculpted but pruny body. Make the most of your money this holiday with PayPal. Save the offer in the app.
Ends 12/31. See paypal.com/promo. Terms. Points can be redeemed for cash and more. Pay in four subject to terms and approval. PayPal Inc. and MLS 910457.
Bring incredible sound into every corner of your home this holiday with the new WIM Sound smart speaker. Get high-resolution audio with a 1.8-inch touchscreen, smart control, and modern design in one powerful speaker for just $299. From quiet mornings to lively holiday gatherings, WIM Sound makes every moment sound better and feel better, too. Get the gift of the season for the music enthusiast in your life or for yourself. WIM Sound. Beautifully designed, effortlessly connected. Shop now at Amazon and search WIM Sound. That's WIIMSOUND.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.